You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Robbie Zilmer, Managing Director, CEO, and Rob Clements, Chief Commercial Officer of MGC Pharmaceuticals. That's MXC ticker. Guys, thanks for joining me.
Good morning.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you got some big news out. Canakinumab is now available by named patient request in the UK. And we'll dig into that, what it means, why it's significant, and the potential in a bit. Before we do, Robbie, for people maybe not familiar with MGC Pharmaceuticals, could you explain, summarize the business, please?
Yes, MGC Pharma, it's a publicly listed company in the UK and Australia. We started in the cannabis sector early in 2015, 2016. But over the last three, 4 years, we've been focused on adding value to the product chain and moving from the commercial good product of the CBD world into the pharmaceutical area. We develop our own medicines, our own pharmaceutical product in our EU GMP facilities in Slovenia. And as part of the clinical pipeline, we have two leading products, Canapil and Symetra. Canapil is, I would say, the main focus this day as a drug-resistant epilepsy treatment, and Symetra started as a COVID-19 treatment. And today we are doing a repurposing it to pro-inflammatory block treatment, basically autoimmune modulator. The company have vast more clinical program pipeline, including products that already finished phase two and in other preclinical stages. But at the moment, we are focusing on Canapil and Symetra.
Yeah, well, Canapil, this is big news. It's now available by named patient request in the UK. Before we get into that, can you first explain what Canapil does and the market potential here, please?
Yes, so Canapil, it's a complex formulation containing THC and CBD, which designed to manage the seizures in drug-refractory epilepsy, also known as drug-resistant epilepsy, which mean an epileptic seizures that are not controlled by at least two FDA-approved medicines. At the moment, about 25 to 30% of all epilepsy patients are diagnostic as a drug-resistant epilepsy, which means we are looking on a very large market size. Just in the UK, there is approximately 600,000 epilepsy patients, which mean around 150,000 patients of epilepsy at the moment are not being treated by conventional medicine. There is no treatment available for them. And at the moment, they are classified as drug-resistant treatment. And now Canapil, as a complex formulation, patent protected by MGC Pharma, will be able to become an alternative treatment, viable treatment to this patient through the patient name base prescription. And in the future, as we move forward, we will look to get marketing authorization, of course, and to make an appeal as a licensed product in the UK, Europe, and now with the development of our clinical pipeline, also in America.
Yeah. Well, before we go into, the commercial significance of this to you, so it's now available in the United Kingdom by named patient requests to be prescribed by doctors on the General Medical Council's specialist register across the UK. So what does that actually mean in practical terms?
I will ask Rob to give a little bit elaboration on this part.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. If you think about the way that cannabis medicines have been traditionally prescribed as the market has developed, that's been by specialist cannabis doctors through private cannabis clinics. We're talking a very small number of people who basically that's what they do all day, every day, for all sorts of conditions. The route that we have chosen to take with Canapil, because Canapil is an investigatory medicine, as Robbie said, moving its way towards full MA through a full clinical trial program, we've basically done things, what I'd like to say, the right way, in that what we've done is we've applied through the Department of Health, and what you know, we now import on the basis of unmet medical need for a specific named patient, where obviously nothing else works. What that means is that rather than there being like a handful, 100 or 200 potential prescribers, anybody that's GMC specialist registered, now out of the 369,000 registered doctors in the UK, 108,000 of those are registered as specialists in one field or another. So if any one of those patients has a patient that has an unmet medical need where they believe that Canapil would be the drug of choice, they can prescribe that now. Now, initially, they can prescribe that on private prescription, but that in itself is a major step change. And the second part of that process for us is where obviously unmet need is demonstrated. And we are working with some notable charities and clinical evaluations to make sure that we generate that data even more quickly. What you'll see is that then those doctors can apply through the cannabis funding that was first, well, it feels like years ago now when Savid Javid first introduced that scheme, and it's had to be refined many times, and it's been in the news very recently. But ultimately, those NHS doctors will be able to apply under that scheme for reimbursement for this medicine. This is an investigational medicine as opposed to a cannabis product. And that's part of the bigger journey that MGC have been on for a number of years, since before I joined the company. And that's why Robbie and I and everyone is so excited that this is a step towards our ultimate goal of having fully licensed, fully proven medicines available, not just across the UK, but across the world.
Yeah, well, we've seen it, you know, it's been widely covered, and we've seen really emotive images in the news of parents especially saying, we need products to help our children. You know, they aren't an unmet medical need, and they've petitioned the government, and we've seen it slowly getting there, finally, at last. So this is quite a big deal, isn't it? It opens up the market for you, you know, like you say, to that amount of to doctors who can prescribe it. So what does it mean, you know, on a commercial basis for MGC? How significant is this?
Well, I mean, I think Robbie might have more to say on this as well, but it's a step in the right direction. What we are very mindful of, and what we are not claiming, is that this makes it a mass market drug. The point about unlicensed medicines is they must and are very closely controlled, and we fully support that. What this means is a development of the market towards that ultimate goal of licensed product for the 150,000 drug refractory epilepsy patients, for starters. I mean, we will be talking still relatively small numbers of patients, but the most severe patients will at least therefore be able to receive the drug. And it's good for us. It helps to fund our programs. Of course it does. But the main point for us is it's good science, it's good medicine, and it leads us towards our commercial goals, which obviously have other aspects to them as well as we develop the product. So it's exciting. It's financially very positive, but we are not capitalizing on a loophole in trying to mass market this. We are aiming at a very specific group of patients, and we are doing things in a very correct and pharmaceutical way.
Yeah, and it's not just in the UK you're in the moment. Is it Ireland and Australia as well? Is that right?
It's in Ireland and Australia, and we also are working to make sure that many other countries across Europe, as I'm sure you know, have health services that work in quite a similar way to the NHS in the UK. And we hope to have announcements on early market access in those markets quite soon as well, because we're working with specialist doctors in a number of countries, all of whom are genuinely very excited about this, because we are an investigational medicine made in GMC, you know, GMP facilities with good quality APIs. We are really making sure we do everything properly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's good to hear that. And like I say, it's an unmet medical need, and there's a lot of pressure on the government to advance this. And it's nice to see it's going in the right direction, if a little slowly for most people who need that the product. And finally, you've raised some money to advance your pipeline. Just explain this, if you could.
Yes, I think I will take this part. So as part of the progress of Canapil, we've been also start to investigate the opportunity of looking at Canapil as a valuable product and a treatment for the American market. And as part of this process, we've been engaged with an American institutional fund supporting clinical trials called Cantium. And together with Cantium and Indigo in Australia, we kind of build a clinical pipeline that will take an appeal to United States. And Cantium are cornering the pipeline finance side and basically providing us 25% of the cost of this clinical pipeline. And as part of this corner, our existing institutional support like Gervais Williams from Premier Meaton and Mercer Capital from United States also supported this capital raise. And the idea is to give the bandwidth to MGC to continue and to develop the clinical pipeline of Canapil. So we'll be able, first of all, to get it into marketing authorization and make it a licensed medicine, but also to enter even through the early patient access scheme, similar scheme like in the UK and Ireland, but also into the American market. And this will be the key milestones that also we're going to see that going to utilize this fund as a pre-IND submission to the FDA following an IND and start more sites of the clinical trial of Canapil. I need to say that this go in parallel to our ongoing development of Symetra, which is also in a very advanced stages. We're going to see the finish of our preclinical chapter with the large animals, the pig studies that are going to be concluded in the next coming months. And right after, we will submit an IND for Symetra to United States, which will be a key milestone for the clinical development. So the big support that we have today from these institutions show, again, the confidence in the company, even in the current market situation. And moreover, it's allow us to convert the debt facilities that we had for the past 12 plus months for the company. And basically, instead of continuing drawdown from the debt facility, we converted into equity, which means a much more stability for the MGC share price. So more good news that will come will allow us to rebuild the value and the confidence in the share price and bring back value to our shareholders.
Excellent stuff. Okay, guys, well, if you could, then if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of the progress you're making but are not yet following the story, could you give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page and add MGC to their watch list, please?
As a pharma company, our clinical program is something that demonstrates the key values and the key commercial item of the company. So following the clinical trials will allow you to get information on the progress of the company, as well as the commercial agreement and the progress in our sales and entering to new countries with our Canapil and Symetra through the early patient access scheme. This will allow you to get more value and more understanding on MGC and our share price.
Excellent stuff. Robbie, Rob, thanks so much for joining me, and congratulations on the Canapil news, and hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You don't need to be ripped. You just need the right shirt. Epic Fits gives you a clean, confident silhouette. Snug on the arms, soft on the skin, generous where it counts. And with deals like $15 per tee, they won't break the bank. Visit epicfits.com today. Epic Fits. T-shirts that get it.